Maestros, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hay. Ha'omel Chaver, Helech Iser Ze, Vesenli Bo Chomesh Ta'enim. So here, the Taisi Santav explains we're dealing with, let's say, the person that owns the farm. He is giving out and cutting one by one figs to give to the buyers. The buyers themselves aren't cutting figs, and he's selling it. One Iser will get the buyer five figs. So normally, the Taisi Santav explains that an Iser would normally, in a normal fig, it would get you 10 figs. So if he's giving you 5 figs for one Iser, these are very good quality figs. Lo yoichel ad she'aser, divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Meir, the buyer is not allowed to eat it until he takes off maestros. Even though it was given to him one by one, since there's a kinyan here, and mekach, a kinyan, is something that's a gemar malacha by maestros, anytime that there's a sale and a kinyan, this is not a matana. Here there's a sale, so when there's a sale, it's a kvias maestros according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oichel achas, achas pater. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference. If the seller is cutting them one by one and giving it to the buyer one by one, it's pater. Because even though it's a sale, when it's only a sale of one at a time, that's not called a gemar malacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it's pater in having to take off maestros and you can snack on it. V'im tseraf, but if the owner of the garden cuts more than one at a time, where he actually takes more than one at a time and gives to the guy one more at a time, so he buys two, not just one now. So therefore, there is going to be a chiv in maestros, because this is a mekach that is a kvias to require him to take off maestros. Now, we just said that this is only dafka, like the Rav explains, dealing with where the seller is the one cutting them. However, if the buyer cuts them and takes one by one, since the buyer is the one that's cutting them one by one, even Rabbi Meir holds that you would not have to take off maestros and you can eat them one by one. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Maestro beginnes for Adam Shalis of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a maestro with a rose garden in Yerushalayim. Vayuta'enim nimkaros mishalosh umi'arba bi'isar. Because of the expensive roses, the Baal Hasadeh, the owner of the garden, did not want people going into the garden at all, even though in the garden itself he was selling figs, and the figs were sold for very expensive amount. I guess they were very high quality, only 3 or 4 per Iser. And nobody ever took chumas and maestros at all. The case obviously was where the seller was plucking one at a time, or at least giving it to the guy one at a time. And therefore you see, Rabbi Yehuda says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, the people that were taking the figs would have had to take off maestros, because there's a lekicha. But according to Behuda, it's not a problem, because since it's one at a time, they weren't chayvos to take off maestros on that. And it's a raya that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Tiferes Yisrael brings that, a side point, that the only chiv, the araisa, to take off trumas is on a baal hasada that eats his peris. But that somebody buys it from him, this whole machlekes is only machlekes midrabanan anyway. Like the Rambam says in the second parak of Hilchas Maestros.